Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Tiny Taboos.
Tiny Taboos. We're back.
This is just such a lovely theme song.
I like this. I like this. Hi, Tiny.
Hello.
Welcome back. Are you excited to be here?
Yes.
Do you have anything that you want to tell our listeners that's new?
That I'm not six anymore.
You're not six anymore? What does that make you?
Seven.
Happy seven.
Did you have an amazing birthday?
What was your favorite thing you got for your birthday?
My kitten.
You got a kitten?
I was temporarily worried that she was going to say something other than the kitten.
I was also temporarily worried. And then I act surprised, like, I'm not the one who got her the kitten. What is our kitten's name?
Static.
Static. Is he the most handsomest little baby kitten ever?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing about Static?
That he's playful. And that when he's asleep, his eyes, like, try to curl up.
So she's happy he's a demon cat.
Actually almost just lost my shit, like, really. Okay, can I tell you my favorite thing about Static? He has such a broad little forehead, and his little ears are so off to the side of his little forehead. He looks like a little fat gray Yoda. He does. Like, he does, don't you think so?
Yes.
Like a baby Yoda?
Yes.
But gray,
and that looks like a cat.
Yes.
Yep.
With a tail.
I feel like Baby Yoda has a tail.
Uh-uh.
I don't know, though. I've never seen...
We just offended so many Star Wars fans.
I'm sorry, Star Wars fans.
Baby Yoda did not have a tail.
You know. Did you also get a Baby Yoda for your birthday, though?
Yes.
Cool. All right, so as is tradition, JK, LOL, this is our second Tiny Taboos episode. Did you enjoy our first Tiny Taboos episode?
Yes.
What did it feel like when you were listening to us, listening to yourself while we were in the car?
Fun.
It was fun? Did it feel weird, like, hearing your own voice come through the car speakers?
Not really.
It wasn't fun?
She is far more advanced in this than
I know, right? I'm like, ooh, I love hearing myself on my own car.
Meanwhile, I'm like, can we have a podcast without my voice?
I know. There's like, these, you guys, these are the stages of our podcast. All right, so Tiny, you're grabbing for the mic. Do you have a taboo question that you want to ask Auntie Allie and I?
Yes.
Okay, what's your question?
Why do zebras have stripes?
That is a really good and scientific question. And I want to say that it has something to do with some sort of predatory evolutionary protection thing.
Yep.
That was your contribution? You're literally just going to leave me hanging?
So the reason that zebras have stripes is to confuse predators. So what happens is when a herd of zebras are being attacked by a predator, the stripes blend in together, so the predator can't single out the zebra as easily amongst the rest of the pack.
Isn't it also fair to say that other animals are colorblind? Like, does that have anything to do with it?
It might, but it's primarily pattern confusion. And by pack, I meant herd, by the way.
Huh.
Pack of zebras.
Pack of deadly ass zebras. You know what I know, because Auntie Allie totally just upstaged me? Do you know that there are no two zebras that have the same stripe pattern? It's like a fingerprint, that their stripes are all completely different.
Did you also know that they're actually black with white stripes?
I did not know that. Did you know that?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, they do have black and white stripes. That's why I asked, why do they have stripes?
That's why, Auntie Allie.
Watch me be completely wrong on that fact, by the way, but I'm pretty sure it's accurate.
So I really liked in our last episode how we had two taboo questions. Do you have another taboo question or no?
I have another.
Okay, what's your other taboo question?
Why do starfish have to be a certain color?
I didn't know starfish have to be a certain color. Are starfish only certain colors?
I think so.
Do you know shit about starfish?
S-word. I must admit, this is not my area.
You are all about zebra. I was really ready for it.
Zebras are fantastic.
Well, voila.
What is that from?
I don't know, but all Tiny right. just did a whole dance and there was all the things. And
I'm going to go ahead and guess starfish are certain colors so that they can blend in with coral.
You're all about blending today. You're all about blending, which is so interesting to me. Love that.
She might want some camo. Fall's coming up.
Fall is coming and we live in the part of the country where there is camo readily available. Do you have any other taboo questions that you want to ask us right now?
Yes.
What is your last taboo question?
Why do Funko Pops have big head and little body?
We're back to Funko Pops.
I have the exact same brain melt as the last Funko Pop question, so I'm just going to go with because they're cute.
Allie doesn't know. What's so interesting to me about this, too, is that there's not a Funko Pop in sight, so I can't even tell you where this came from.
I'm learning so much about myself from these questions. Like, can we just field science questions to me? And when Moose has questions, can they just be...
Emotional questions can come to me. I got this.
Why is the sky blue? I can answer that one.
And I, although know the scientific answer, I would definitely give some sort of, like, philosophical answer instead of because it's refractive off of water. Allie's look of disappointment, the fact that I knew that scientific answer, was so real.
I was not disappointed at all. I was like, I'm not actually sure if I know that.
Don't worry, the Googler will Google. Well, I loved your question. Oh, I didn't even answer. Funko Pops have big heads because they're supposed to be bobbleheads. Like, that was the concept. I watched a Funko Pop documentary one time because I'm a geek goddess.
Okay, I watch a lot of things, but you watched a Funko Pop documentary.
I did. Indeed. Okay. I did. The whole evolution of the Funko Pop. And their heads are so big because they were supposed to once upon a time be bobbleheads. And I don't know if you know what a bobblehead is, but quite literally it's a figurine and their head is on a spring and you're doing the motion. So I know you know what a bobblehead is, but our listeners can't see you doing this and they can't hear you shaking your head. So just so everyone knows, Tiny has affirmed she knows what a bobblehead is, but they were supposed to be bobbleheads. And a bobblehead's head is obviously bigger so it can rotate. I don't know when or why they decided to take out the springs of them and make them more of just a figurine and their heads kind of swivel instead of bobble. But I watched the documentary and it was a good one.
Funko Pop, please sponsor us.
Yes, please.
I think that concludes this episode of Tiny Taboos.
Tiny Taboos. Thank you, Tiny, so much for joining us. We love you and thank you so much. Why don't you take your snacks and you can go hang out with Uncle Nick again, okay? Love you.
Not wake him up.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.